Des Moines. Ken, Colleen, and Kurt. On Star 102.5.
So if you could wave a magic wand and send someone you know to a school for just one thing, who would it be and what would it be for?
Oh, boy. Mm-hmm.
Is this...
I'm sending my wife to...
I knew you were sending your wife someplace with... checkbook school?
Well, there is not. Oh boy, there's not a curriculum big enough.
I probably shouldn't start guessing because
now you're going to really get me going.
I know. Okay.
Ooh, what else does Colleen think I'm bad at?
Exactly. Kristen.
I'll take the other. How dare you, Ken? How could you send your wife to school for anything?
Whisper school.
Whispering school.
She doesn't know how to whisper.
Yeah.
She thinks she's whispering. She's not whispering.
Yeah.
It happens all the time. She'll say something. Did you see what she's wearing? I'm like, well, she heard you.
Right.
No, she didn't. I whispered it. I'm like, that's not a whisper.
Yeah.
That is not a whisper.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Correct. Yeah.
This is whispering.
Yeah.
That's right. Everything is just talking.
Yes. And she can't hear herself. It's in movie theaters when we're, you know, before a movie.
Uh-huh.
Did he kill her? Mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't know, but everyone looked at us.
Right.
Yeah.
But maybe the person in the front row knows. Excuse me, sir. Can you answer my wife's question?
Every time she comes back with, no one heard me. I'm whispering. I'm mm-hmm. like, you're not whispering.
Yes.
So if I could send my wife
all right
to whisper school
mm-hmm.
it would be to whisper school.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I'd like to send my wife somewhere then too. I want to send my wife to act more subtly when you're tired and want to go home school. How many things we've been at, I'm enjoying a concert or you know something, we're watching it and all of a sudden I just hear got it. You're tired. It's time to go home. A simple nudge of, I think it's time to go home. That'd be fine. But it's always a big dramatic yawn of, can you see that I am tired? Yes, dear.
Okay.
We shall return home.
So we want to know from you, if you could send someone you know to a specialized one subject school,
mm-hmm.
who would it be and what would the school be?
Yeah. I would definitely send Justin to Don't Make It Weird School. Because he always makes it weird.
Explain.
I was going to say, Ken and I gave examples. You can't be like, because he's weird.
Well, now I don't really have one.
Okay.
But it was, I found myself saying that repeatedly this past weekend when we were traveling with friends. Because somebody would say something and then Justin would just one-up it to that next level where he thinks he's making it funny. But you're not making it funny. You just made it weird.
Okay. Mm.
So all that entire category of comments, okay?
Don't make it weird school.
Don't make it weird school, yes.
280-1025.
Mm-hmm.
So again, we'd like to know if you could send someone you know to school, a specialized school for just one subject, who would you send and what would the subject be? All right, Miss Hazel, our friend of the show, Miss Hazel, wanted to chime in. What is it, Miss Hazel?
So I think I would send myself to a school for dance. You guys, because Miss Hazel loves to dance, but she doesn't have any rhythm. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. If I'm out there dancing, I look like I got a case of the rickets. Put me in my rhinestone gown. I look like a walking disco ball. The last time I was at the club, someone called an ambulance on me, thought I was having a seizure. I was just dancing to Cardi B.
Well, that's all right. You get out there and you be you, Miss Hazel, right?
Yes. Thank you so much.
And you get a free ride in the ambulance. That's fun, too. That's true.
It was, and at least my EMT was cute. If he'd have been ugly, I wouldn't have paid the $10,000 that cost me to ride to the hospital.
What a Central Iowa morning sounds like. Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
On Star 102.5.